the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, flying solo once again today as Nate Lundy is on assignment. Again, resting his loins in a hot spring somewhere in the Colorado Mountains. He loved it so much. It was so delightful on his undercarriage and nether regions that he and his wife went back with their children to the same hot springs location. He's having some tech issues, so I am going to do this one-man band and hopefully going to keep you engaged here on this episode of the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And, man, it was a delightful evening if you were a Cincinnati Bengals fan. Not so much if you were on the Pittsburgh side of things, but we had a good run on our player props. I personally went 5-2 yesterday, nailed the alt-line college basketball parlay play of the day, and I'm going to have a pair of those in today's episode. And we got the NBA about to start tonight. Might work in a little player propage for a certain superstar in one of the two nightcap opening night matchups there on the professional hardwood. And look, if you want to get in on college basketball, you want to look ahead to the NFL, we got a game on Christmas Day with the Vikings and New Orleans Saints. You can do all of that right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. Look, the 2021 basketball season is here, and the teams around the league took the offseason to retool and revamp and are ready to hit the court. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, has rolled out another one of their can't-miss offers. Trying DraftKings Sportsbook is easy. So what are you waiting for? Get in all the action now. And to celebrate the return of hoops, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving new players 100-1 odds on any featured matchup this week. That's right. All you got to do is bet $1 on any featured matchup this week. And if your team wins, you cash a crisp $100 bill, y'all. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN when you sign up to get 100-1 odds on any featured matchup this week. That's code FTN for new players to get a shot at $100 on any featured matchup this week for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, Pennsylvania, or Colorado residents only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, let's get to today's Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, let's look ahead to the NFL. We will have picks a little bit later on this week, some player propage. Maybe you're going to put some extra coin, maybe some greenbacks into your stocking. But I'm looking ahead all the way to Sunday. And the first matchup I really like on the over is 46.5 and Bears and Jags. Now, we'll see if James Robinson can go as he is potentially going to be out due to injury. But the Bears have really come unraveled here defensively these last 5 weeks, giving up 4.35 yards per carry, 135.3 total yards per game, 4 touchdowns, just the running back position. Even worse, vertically, surrendering an 8.1 YPA, 275.8 yards per game, and 2.5 touchdowns per game. Jacksonville, meanwhile, they've been ultra generous the entire season across the board, giving up over 4.5 yards per carry, over 162 total yards per game, 16 combined touchdowns just to running backs, and then an 8.3 YPA, 279 yards per game, and 2.2 passing touchdowns per game through the air. The Bears have hit the over in 3 of their last 4. Who knew that Mitch would be this injectable shot of energy in scoring, but he has certainly been that player. And given the shortcomings of Jacksonville, given the inadequacies recently of this Bears defense, you pulled all together, and I think this game is going to be higher scoring than most anticipate. That's if Gardner Minshew can actually resemble a serviceable QB, which he is not here the last couple of weeks. So even with or without James Robinson, give me the over 46.5 and Bears and Jags.
Number 4.
All right, let's go out to the NFC least, and it's the Philadelphia Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys, one of the great rivalries in the NFL. And I'm going to lay the chalk here, the 2 on Philly. They're in Little D. Look, Dallas is just horrendous defensively. We know this, folks. They've given up a 7.1 YPA, 24 total passing touchdowns, and more importantly, 4.90 yards per carry. Why is that important? Well, Jalen Hurts is all the buzz, all the rage, all the talk of fantasy land and really around Philadelphia and the NFL as a whole. A player who was dealing last week in the desert. He's got five total touchdowns, one on the ground, four through the air, through two starts. You saw the deliverables that he had vertically last week. And of course, he gets chunk gains on the ground, 169 rush yards these last couple of weeks. There will be zero resistance here from the Dallas Cowboys. And the Eagles are still stout up front, giving up just 3.69 yards per carry and 115.1 total yards per game to the running back position. And they've allowed the fewest slot yards as well vertically, which means CeeDee Lamb could have a quiet day. Even though Darius Slay may or may not be back, I don't think this matters. I think Philadelphia wins this game by a field goal because Jalen hurts so good. Ch-ch-ch. Come on, Jalen, make it hurt so good. Score that cover for Philadelphia.
Number three.
All right, let's get to the NBA and Steph Curry. And this is the MonkeyKnifeFight.com Monkey Knife Fight player prop of the day. Of course, presented by MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Go there right now. Sign up today. Use the promo code FTN. And when you do, you get a free $5 game on the house. It's very simple. NFL, NBA, college sports. It's more or less over or under on all your favorite player props. So for the NBA, it's points, it's rebounds, it's assists, it's fantasy points. I got it all at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. The more you score, the more greenbacks you stuff in your pockets this holiday season. Again, use that promo code FTN at MKF to get a free $5 game on the house. And it is opening night of the NBA. So let's work in Curry because it's been a minute since we've seen him on the court. Of course, in with that wrist injury last season, just injuries galore for the Golden State Warriors and really a forgettable year. Of course, no Klay Thompson. Guy's just been bitten by the injury imp and bad luck, which means the usage of Curry, I think the season is going to spike. The line in MKF is 28.5 points. It's a hefty number. And the Brooklyn Nets, you know, pretty decent defensive team. They, you know, had some surprises there in the bubble earlier this season in Orlando. Overall, last year, they were number 12 and fewest three-point percentage D allowed. They were also inside the top 13 in adjusted defensive efficiency on a per-possession basis. Still, I think Steph, you know, he's got all this pent-up rage. He is going to make it rain, baby. And I'm going to take the over on the 28.5 points. I think it's probably a 35 plus maybe upwards of 40-point effort on primetime television in his 2020-2021 season debut. So Steph Curry, half of the Splash Brothers, is going to be dripping wet. That's why I'm on the over 28.5 points.
Number two.
All right, let's work in a pair of alt-line parlays in the college basketball hardwood. And let's start off with the first one. And this one is St. Mary's and San Diego State. I'm going to take the under. Actually, this is not an alt-line parlay. Let me correct myself. This is a standard parlay. This is how confident I feel. Usually, I like to tease it one way or another, but this one I'm really digging just on the standard line. So let's start off with St. Mary's and San Diego State. I'm taking the under here at 126.5 at DraftKings Sportsbook, and I'm going to pair that with the West Virginia money line, meaning they just got to win straight up against Kansas. All right, so let me focus on that matchup out West first. San Diego State and St. Mary's, two of the slowest teams in the country. SDSU, number 330 in adjusted tempo. St. Mary's, number 353 in adjusted tempo. Both are outstanding and stout defensively. The Aztecs, number 26 in defensive efficiency. The Gales, number 50 in that category. You look at the turnover percentage defense on the season. San Diego State forces a turnover 25.3% of the time, but St. Mary's, well, they shackle the orange. They don't make a whole lot of mistakes. They don't shoot themselves in the foot, given their methodical style of play. They've only turned it over 16.4% of the time. Both love to shoot from downtown, and both have major question marks in terms of three-point percentage D. Each ranks outside the top 165 in terms of perimeter defense, but I still believe the sluggish pace, which is going to be at a tortoise speed, I don't see this hitting 127 in the end. It's going to be maybe in the low 60s, more than likely in the high 50s in the end. The only way we get crushed here is if OT comes a-calling. And OT, well, that's where unders go to die. West Virginia, meanwhile, I think it's going to be Kansas straight up. Look, there's three reasons for this. Number one, West Virginia's defense is outstanding. They've given up just 0.88 points per possession. They really extend out to along the perimeter, preventing, you know, teams from making it rain. They've only given up 27.2% in terms of action along the three-point arc. Kansas, as a team, leans on the three, shooting 37.2% as a collective. So that's advantage one. Advantage two, the packing the paint presence. They got a lot of size to the Mountaineers. With Shibwe, with Cottrell, with Culver, all those guys, 6'9", 6'10", they are rim protectors. They are rejection artists, and I think they're going to be swatting shots and altering attempts all night long, and they get a ton of second chance opportunities. Number 12 in the country in offensive rebounding percentage is West Virginia. And then number three, making them pay at the free throw line. They really cash in on those freebies as a team. 23% of their points come on those free throws. They shoot 71.8%. So you look at the defense, the perimeter extension of that defense, the size advantage, those second chance opportunities inside, and their ability to cash in at the free throw line says West Virginia gets the W. So you get Kansas on the money line, or excuse me, West Virginia on the money line against Kansas. You take the under on the 126.5. You put those together. That pays plus 282. Get it, baby.
Number one.
All right. And now here is the alt line college basketball parlay play of the day, brought to you by me, the college basketball junkie and CEO of Team Huevos. Let's go to Virginia and talk about the Cavaliers. They're hosting the William and Mary Tribe, and I'm going to tease this up to 127.5, and I'm going to take the under, and I'm going to pair that with a battle of the Big Ten between Purdue and Iowa, tease that down to 151.5, and take the over. Put those two together, it's plus 130. Four. Now, why do I like the under in the Virginia game? Well, it's Virginia. They are the slowest team in the country. Number 357 out of 357 Division I teams and adjusted tempo. William and Mary, they are not exactly breakneck pace setters in their own right. Number 288 in adjusted tempo. Now, 38.4% of William and Mary shots come from beyond the arc, and that is a vulnerability of Virginia in terms of defense. Are number 245 in three-point percentage D, but in their entirety, the Cavs giving up just 0.86 points per possession. They commit very few turnovers, only on 13.9% of their possessions. They cash in at the free throw line. They cash in at three as well. But again, it's all about pace here, folks. It is going to be like running in quicksand for both of these teams. They're going to bleed the shot clock down. That pack line defense is Anaconda restrictive, and I think they're going to squeeze a life out of William and Mary and keep this sucker under the 127.5. It all comes down to, will threes fall for the Tribe at a prolific pace? And I'm saying that will not be the case. Now, Purdue and Iowa, a completely different story. It is a black and white perspective here because Iowa loves to run. They are the most efficient offense in the country, netting 1.19 points per possession, number 19 in adjusted tempo. They shoot over 37% from three, over 59% inside the arc. They're inside the top 12 in assist to field goals made, and a little bit loose defensively. Number 80 in the country in adjusted defensive efficiency. Purdue does play at a slower pace. They're number 258 in tempo, but they can run and are willing to run. Look at the Oakland game earlier this season. Oakland's number 47 in the country in adjusted tempo. And granted, it's Oakland, but Purdue rang up 93 points in that contest. So I think they will fall in line with the tempo that Iowa's going to force here. And Purdue, offensive efficiently in their own right, 1.10 in terms of points per possession. They shoot over 38% from downtown. In fact, over 40% of their shots are from three. So may get a lot of those easy transition buckets along the perimeter. And they're one of the best in terms of sharing the sugar in the country, similar to Iowa, number 16 in assist to field goals made. So I think that's going to be a brisk game. It's going to be high scoring in the Big Ten, probably up there in the 80s somewhere, which would push it into the 160s. So again, that's why I love the over on the 151.5. So to recap, under William & Mary in Virginia, 127.5. Parlay that with the alt total of 151.5 on the over between Purdue and Iowa. And that pays at a plus 134 clip. And there you have it on this edition of the Fade the Noise podcast. Please follow me on Twitter at Noisy Huevos. Check out FTNFantasy.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNBets.com for all of your fantasy sports and sports betting needs. Use that promo code Evans, E-V-A-N-S, to score 10% off your subscription today. Drop us a rating and a review. And follow Lundy on Twitter, at Nate Lundy. I'm imagining his ball sack is glistening right now. He is quite happy as a clam. He's probably like, I don't know, a half a pint of whiskey in as he's soaking currently. Just, you know, picture that for a minute. Or maybe not. And on that note, have a great holiday week. Let the libations flow. Make some money tonight. And until next time, as always, faith or follow. That is up to you.
Fade the Noise.